Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this Valentine's Day special, I am greatly honored that we are joined by Lisa and Gary Young. They are restaurateurs here in Worcester, and they are a vegan couple. And their restaurants are Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe on Waldo Street in Worcester, and their newly established Main South Eats off of Jackson Street on Harris Court. Welcome, Lisa and Gary, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Marlene.
Well, I'm greatly honored, truly, and I also love your food. Wow. So I'm excited that we get to hear all about it as well. Thank you. I'd like to start out by hearing a little bit about yourselves.
So as a couple, we're actually celebrating our 25-year wedding anniversary in May. So family, we have three children, two grandbabies, one newly born. Both grandbabies and one of our daughters is actually vegan as well. And about us as vegans, Lisa and I both had different reasons for going vegan.
I was vegan first.
Lisa was vegan first, also vegetarian first.
Yes.
As well as our daughter, Caitlin, who's part owner in the business. And then I slowly became vegetarian, mainly because Lisa wouldn't cook anymore, and wouldn't cook meat anymore, and I didn't know how to cook meat. So, but my reason for going vegan was more health. So I guess you could say at that time I went plant-based and not necessarily vegan for the animals. But now my views have changed a lot in the past 8 or 9 years. So, and Lisa can tell you her story about going vegan.
I think for me, I've always been very in tune with animals pretty much my whole entire life. I've always wanted to care for, take care of, save, rescue, you name it, I've done all of that. And in 2015, I was diagnosed with a pretty serious thyroid condition. I have Graves' disease. And they told me that I would have to remove my thyroid. And it just didn't sit right with me. I went home. And at this point, I had been vegetarian for about 5 years. And started doing some research. And a lot of people that had the condition that they had just diagnosed me with became vegan and had pretty much put themselves into remission. So within, 3 years of becoming vegan, I went into full remission from Graves' disease, which was a huge deal for me. I didn't want to be on medicine for the rest of my life. I didn't want to remove my thyroid. But initially, for me, it has always been for the animals. Gary's in that mindset now. He's for the animals, too.
I am for the animals. Not that I wasn't before, but I think as a male
vegan,
growing up, the way I was raised, saying you're vegan for the animals didn't really get teased a lot, I guess you could say. So it wasn't as manly. But now it's like, I'm for the animal.
Thank you both. Well, now I'd love to hear about Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe, and congratulations on celebrating your first year anniversary in August of 2023.
Thank you. We're super happy about our whole 1 year anniversary. Looking forward to many more years. And we really wanted to make vegan food more of a nostalgic type vegan food without all the cruelty. So we wanted that comfort food. We wanted the stuff that
we would try to find and we couldn't find.
Yeah, we just couldn't find.
Well, I have to say, I love that you have breakfast all day.
Yes, everybody loves our breakfast all day. It's probably one of the most popular things. Our French toast breakfast sandwich and breakfast burrito and omelet are probably top sellers after 12 o'clock, which just drives me nuts. So it's great that people love breakfast. We grew up doing breakfast for the kids on like Tuesday nights and stuff like that. So We really love it.
Well, that's great to hear. And now I'd love to hear about your motivation for Maine South Eats.
So that's a completely different venture for us. I think because it's a nighttime scene and they have a bar, we decided we would do some vegan pizzas and some boneless wings.
Yeah, so we kind of wanted to bring that whole nostalgic feeling to not necessarily the bar scene, but the night scene. I feel like we go out to eat at night or we go to get a, you know, an old fashioned somewhere. You can't always get really good vegan food. So we wanted to create some sort of night food that we couldn't get anywhere else. Bring in the pizza, the boneless wings, the loaded tots, the loaded fries, buffalo tots. There's going to be more added to the menu as soon as we get rolling. But yeah, we're looking forward to it, to bring in a different level of vegan food to the Worcester scene.
Nighttime scene.
Yes, and where is Maine South Eats located?
So Maine South Eats is located inside of the New Tradition Coffee Company or Cafe, which is located on 5 Harris Court, which is off of Jackson Street, off of Maine South, hence the name Maine South Eats.
Yeah, that's a great name.
So currently, our hours at Maine South Eats is 6 to 10 on Saturday nights only. Eventually, within the next month or so, we'll be adding some days and more menu items.
Wonderful. I have to say, you have a full plate with 3 children and 2 grandbabies, and Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe, successful restaurant, and now your new venture with Maine South Eats.
Don't forget the 3 dogs, too.
Yes, we also have 3 dogs.
Yes.
And 2 hamsters.
Wonderful.
So, and yes, we have a very full life.
Yes. And it's so special that you're a vegan couple and that you're celebrating your 25th wedding anniversary, May 2024.
Yes, which I will say now that we are going to be closed for a week.
Yes, we're just, going away.
We are renewing our vows in Bermuda.
Oh,
so
great.
We will be closed.
I think all your customers are very understanding. You know, it's just
beautiful. Yes,
you with your beautiful signs on your restaurant at Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe. And I see notes sometimes that people will leave if they are off hours or something. It's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, someone actually left a note the other day saying now it's called, and now you should change your name to Not Your Nana's Vegan Cafe or something like that.
Yes.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody.
Right, because your newest grandbaby was born right Friday night, and that
yeah.
was
Friday.
That note was left
yeah.
on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. Groundhog Day, very late, so we had to take Saturday off. We were too exhausted.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you have expanded and now have Maine South Eats. You know, as well as the Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe. And, of course, this is very exciting for us here at WCUW because Maine South is where we're located as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right down the street.
So you'll be able to get food all the time.
Yep, I'll be there. Right. And that's a nice location, too, right there across from the YMCA.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So Jackson Street's right across from the YMCA. At Maine South Eats, currently we offer pizza, so vegan pizza, cheese, pepperoni, buffalo, chicken, barbecue chicken, eventually a margarita pizza. We also have boneless wings, plain buffalo barbecue, Nashville hut, loaded tots, buffalo tots with blue cheese crumble. Like I said, eventually we'll be adding more and more. We have pretzel bites as well and french fries.
We're joined by Gary and Lisa Young, and we're talking about their new establishment, Maine South Eats. Lisa and Gary are a married couple celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary this year. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Lisa and Gary are joining us via Skype in Worcester. We'll be taking a short break with a musical interlude, and then we'll continue our conversation with Lisa and Gary. This is I Am Vegan, Hear Me Roar by Vegan Smite in Australia.
I am vegan, hear me roar, like an engine
like a chanting crowd, like solidarity with every animal born. I am vegan, hear me roar. I am old and I am new, I'm a seed inside of you. I'm a habit that's been broken. I'm alive, aware, awake, and open. As I walk a brave new track, I'm the future looking back. Find a heart within the heartless and a light to break the darkness. I am vegan, hear me roar. Like an engine, like a chanting crowd, like solidarity with every animal born. I am vegan, hear me roar. I am strong and I am sane, I am simple to explain. I'm a living contribution to the next step in our evolution. I'm the bell that's being rung, an idea whose time has come, a momentous obligation to fight for liberation. I am vegan, hear me roar, like an engine, like a chanting crowd, like solidarity with every animal born. I am vegan, hear me roar. I am vegan, hear me roar. Like an engine, like a chanting crowd, like solidarity with every animal born. I am
okay, wonderful. And could you also repeat some of the menu from Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe?
Oh, where do we start?
Sure, where do we start? So,
most popular,
we're known for our mac and cheese and our chicken, which is unique and unlike anybody else's. So we have crispy chickens, buffalo chickens, barbecue chickens. We're also known for some of our burgers, like our Yo Burger with the sunny side up egg on top and caramelized onions. Top menu items all the time are the French toast breakfast sandwich. And also everybody loves our omelets.
Because you can't really get a vegan omelet anywhere.
Anywhere.
Really.
and our Reuben, which we get the meat from Born From Pain out of Rhode Island. Our Italian subs. I mean, it's all really, really popular. There's something for everybody. One of the things people love to come to us for, which still amazes me, is our French fries and our tater tots. Some say they're the best ones out there.
Best in Worcester for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, you can't go wrong with anything on the menu. NotYourMamasCafe.com for a full menu. Maine South Eats, we don't have a website up and running yet, but eventually we will.
Yes, and on your Maine South Eats, you had the soft launch a couple weeks ago, and will there be an open house or
grand opening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think once we get everything finalized and, you know, get the kitchen up and running the way we want it to, we will do, we'll call it a party, a celebration, at some point. It's probably going to be in warmer weather just so we can have, they do have an outdoor patio that we can sit at, and they allow live entertainment. So we'll probably have some music there. And
it's also animal friendly, so you can bring your dogs.
Yes.
As long as they're behaved.
Animal friendly as well.
Wow. Wonderful to hear. And speaking of animal friendly, I see a beautiful photograph of a white dog on your wall at Nacho Mama's?
Yes. So the photo was taken by myself. It's a photo of our dog Winter, who is the manager of the building, or of the restaurant. She's the princess. We actually got her on Valentine's Day about
8 years ago.
Wow.
She's a rescue.
She's a rescue dog. So
we're listening to Gary and Lisa Young, a vegan couple here in Worcester, Massachusetts. The owners and chefs at Nacho Mama's Vegan Cafe and also Maine South Eats. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in at WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio. Online at WCUW.org.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor.
Got records? We want them. Drop an email to gotrecords@wcw.org.
Tune to WCUW Worcester. We're at 91.3 on your FM dial and online at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm greatly honored to be joined by Gary and Lisa Young of Nacho Mama's Vegan Cafe on Waldo Street in Worcester and Maine South Eats, 5 Harris Court in Worcester. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Here's Lisa and Gary. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the Maine South Eats, your new venture.
So Maine South Eats, for now, come see us on Saturday nights, have a drink. They also offer tea and coffee at night, non-alcoholic beverages, enjoy some food, some good people, and some music. That's on Saturday nights from 6 to 10, and eventually we will have more hours throughout the week.
Great, great. And Lisa, I also would like to ask you, and also Gary as well too, do you have any tips on how to handle it all? It's amazing how much you have on your plate and all that you do. Please tell us some of your secrets.
I think for us, we've been married for a very long time, and this is not the first job we've had working together. So we've actually worked together at a couple of other companies, one being Gary's Photography Studio and the other being an alarm company. And we've kind of just learned to leave work at work and home at home. And I think that that's important when you're a married couple and you're together all the time and you have as much as we do.
And I've learned that
I'm always right.
Lisa is always right. So I just, even if she's wrong, she's right.
Yeah.
And I just go with the flow. I do love to keep my plate full. It helps keep my mind at ease, I guess, being busy. So, yeah, I don't know how we manage it, though. People ask us all the time. I still don't know the secret to it. But as far as marriage goes, just they're always right.
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you, Gary. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
I think we just want to thank all of our regulars who have kind of stuck with us through, you know, the trial and errors of the beginning and getting through both of our grandbabies being born within 2 years and us having to close for certain family obligations. And we appreciate all of you.
Yes, because it is just Lisa and I, and eventually that will change. But we do appreciate everybody who comes to the restaurant, and we encourage everybody, whether you're vegan or not, to try some vegan food, not necessarily ours, although I would love for you to come down and try ours. Get out there and just try vegan food. There's more to just tofu than, you know, everybody thinks.
And again, contact information, please, for both Maine South Eats and Nacho Mama's Vegan Cafe, both in Worcester.
Sure. So Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe, we're at 6 Waldo Street in Worcester, Mass, down behind the Palladium. Phone number is 508-579-5479. Website, notyourmamascafe.com. Instagram, notyourmamasvegancafe. In Maine Southeast, it's on 5 Harris Court off of Jackson Street in Worcester, Mass. No phone number as of yet, and no website as of yet, but you can find us on Instagram at Maine Southeast. Maine Southeast.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Lisa and Gary. And I hear your new grandbaby.
Yes, that's actually the big brother.
The big boy. Okay.
He's just waking up from his nap.
Oh, good timing.
Yes, very good timing.
Great. Well, thank you very, very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us. And have a great day.
Thank you. what type of music do you like? Is that like a little bit of hard rock that you play?
Alternative.
Yeah, so as far as the music goes, it's a little bit of pop punk, a little bit of 80s. Sometimes, if I'm lucky, I get to play blues.
We listen to
pretty much everything. I'm more of a bluesy Ella Fitzgerald, B.B. King, that kind of stuff, as well as 90s alternative and hip hop and stuff like that. So we mix it up every once in a while.
Okay. Anything you want to add to that, Lisa?
No, I think radio styles are pretty much the same music-wise.
Yeah, you can always tell the mood Lisa's in by... Okay. You can always tell the mood Lisa's in by the music that's on.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope,
I think that's it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marlene.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Go Vegan. By Annette Rudert in Germany, a vegan musician. Danke schön, Annette.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die? Them scream,
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Far too long you haven't realized that every life is precious. Now please confess it. And then listen and watch and then act. Yes, listen and watch and then act. Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
For too long you haven't noticed all the cruelties that have been done. But now the time has come that you listen and watch and then act. Please listen and watch and then act. Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Leader Maha, Net, Annette Rudert, in Germany, go vegan. Now here's Illy Rap, a little bite of hope.
Protect the baby. Protect the baby.
Speak with wisdom and teach people the need for veganism. Hopefully they plant the seed I give them. Don't eat the victims. It's not sweet if the bees is missing. Don't throw planet E off of equilibrium. How crazy would that be? Complete delirium. They take a baby calf and then split it in half. It twitches and spazz. How sad and cruel, in fact. Exactly why I ain't cool with that. They'll never play me like a fool. I went to school for that and I'm never going back. My head is intact. Instead, I connect with the raps. You gave respect because of plaques. Whether your stats make you better, in fact. To me, you'll forever be whack. I can never sit back. Remember how they dismembered us blacks. Like the animals who plant our own food, or we stand to lose.
Thank you very much for listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Much thanks to Lisa and Gary Young of Nacha Mama's Vegan Cafe in Maine Southeast. And thank you to the vegan musicians, Vegan Smythe in Australia, Annette Rudert in Germany.
It's no wonder why many of us die from heart disease. We're not carnivores, we're strictly herbivores. Look at the side-to-side grinding when you work your jaw. But you don't have
a... This is A Little Bite of Hope by Illy Rap in New York.
I am truly involved with fighting for animal rights. It's a plight, but my kahunas is large. I am duly in charge. They say the last hope for the hood. It's all good, I don't consume any lard. But that don't make this smooth. What I'm doing is hard. Trying to convince you to grow some food in your yard. It's like pulling a tooth, here's a suture and gauze. Cause I believe in healing and I don't concede to killing.
Of course we can't close out this Valentine's special without mentioning the vegan donuts and desserts at Nacha Mama's Vegan Cafe. Their baker is Lula Ruse. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. Wishing you a safe, loving, and pleasant day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.